You know what HTTP is, but do you know what WTTP is? Chances are you don't, because that's something that I have been working on with the Technically Web3 community for the past 3 weeks now. About 5 months ago, I issued a challenge to my community and said, if you can crack this nut, you have solved decentralized internet. And that nut was the WTTP protocol. This is the smart contract that we wrote for it, and I'm going to take you through exactly how it works. Feel free to head over to the GitHub link and follow along. As you can see, we've got some info about versioning here. We've got some info about redirects, and we have some other information about making it immutable and locking it. And we're going to go through each of these sections one at a time. I'm going to try and help you understand how this protocol works. So, as you can see, the contract owner or admins can set a redirect for the contract. That means that this contract is not where the website is actually located, but we're going to redirect you to either another contract or another place, another location where the website exists. And then you have the get redirect, which returns all of the different info type and the redirect code, just like you would get in HTTP with a 301 or a 302. As you can see here, we have the ability to check if it is locked, is immutable. We have a new modifier here, and we have the lock, unlock, and make immutable functions. Lock and unlock allow you to prevent admins from changing the website once you, the owner, are happy with it. And make immutable means that even you can't change it. Next, we have the admin functions of the contract. Here you can add, remove, or check for an address if it is an admin. That allows them to make changes to the website, to the web contract. And you also can see that we've got the constructor here, which is a token manager. That'll be important for later. And we'll talk about why that is. So one of the things that admins are going to be able to do is to modify the resources of the contract. Those could be the files or links to other parts of your website. As you can see, a resource file contains the content. That's an array of bytes, just in case it's large, content type, and then the redirect code. And then here, you can set the resource using a path, giving in one chunk of the content and what the content type is, as well as what index. If it is a large file, you can split it into multiple chunks. After the resources get set, after the set resources, you have get resource chunk. This lets you return a piece of the file, and then get the resource gets the general information, and then remove resource allows you to delete that resource. Basically, what we've created in here is a file system, a way that you can save files to a path, and a way that you can retrieve those files. And the last thing that I want to talk about is the approve, is approved, and transfer from functions. I added these in order to have a specific purpose. What this allows us to do with these web contracts is it allows us to tokenize them. Because we can approve and transfer ownership, that means that these types of contracts can be put on platforms like OpenSea, and that is where the make immutable is really powerful. Because what you can do is create a website, you can make it immutable, and then you can transfer it on an open marketplace. Your website can exist, you know that it's never going to change, but somebody else has the pleasure of owning it. I apologize for keeping you around so long. I hope that you learned a lot. And if you are interested in helping to develop on this technology, or you want notifications about the hackathons that are coming up that you have the chance to earn for building on this platform, hit up the plus button, follow this channel, leave something in the comments, and feel free to jump into our community chat on other platforms.